Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. Thanks to Amy Eddings for filling in on Friday, Andrea Bernstein for filling in on Monday. And if you are bored at work, as I said before the news, have we got a show for you and for anyone else bored or just willing to be distracted. Now, later in the program, we're going to activate the Bored at Work Network, but you can actually start in on this right away because we have a question posted on our webpage. And we invite you to answer it and also to forward it around to your friends and relatives and colleagues in the workforce. We are asking for the smartest and dumbest things your company is doing to cope with inflation. Now, don't get yourself fired. Post this anonymously or under an assumed identity or mask the identity of your company if you need to. But we think that in this economic climate, this is not a gotcha. This might actually be helpful to a lot of people to help preserve jobs while coming up with the smart ways to cope with inflation right now. So we're looking for the smartest and dumbest things your company is doing to cope with inflation. You can go to WNYC.org right now. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. You'll see our page for that. Start posting with respect to your company and forward it around. And then also, later this hour, with July being photo month at the Brian Lehrer Show, we will be discussing the submissions that we received for our photo challenge called Change for the Better, Change for the Worse. Remember we were talking about that earlier in this month? Well, we have 15 of your images up on our site. You can see that slideshow right now at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll go through some of them a little more closely and talk to the photographers later on. Some of these will also be on a 30-foot screen at McCarran Park late next week. We'll talk about all of that later on. So a lot to do if you're bored at work today or just willing to be distracted. Look at the slideshow. Post about the smartest and dumbest ways your company is coping with inflation and other stuff, too, at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, here's an idea. With the energy crisis that the country is in right now, and with parts of Brooklyn suffering minor blackouts yesterday after 4 days of heat and heavy air conditioning use, how would you like a new system of electricity metering? Instead of an arcane meter in the basement that you don't even know how to read, and the Con Ed guy has to come in and read it and you sort of have to trust him, how about something like a taxi cab meter that shows you just how much you're paying for electricity by the day, by the hour, by the minute? Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. City Councilman Eric Joya thinks this might be good for the planet and good for your budget, and we'll talk to him in just a few minutes. But with us first from Con Ed to talk about the power outages yesterday and where things stand as the heat wave continues today is Michael Clendenin, a spokesman for the utility. Mr. Clendenin, thanks a lot for coming on WNYC today. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Brian. Thanks for the opportunity.
Is there any power out right now in your system?
We've got very small numbers of power outages scattered around the city in Westchester. It's certainly less than 100. Nothing out of the ordinary, and everything seems to be working pretty well right now.
What happened in Brooklyn yesterday?
Yesterday we had, in a very specific area, in the Bay Ridge, Sunset Park area, four underground feeder cables that had gone out. It was really about 3.5, if you will. These are major distribution power lines that serve a particular network over there. And when they go out, it starts to affect the rest of the network. And so we mobilized very quickly with our crews to get those power lines back. And we got the conservation messages out. We worked very closely with the mayor's office of emergency management, and we really worked very hard to contain the problem. We got the power lines fixed that morning, and we worked throughout the day to get the customers that were affected by the outage back as quick as we could.
That's great that almost everybody was back by last night. Now, did you have response, as far as you can tell, to the conservation message? You know, my cynical side says we're in an emergency. When we're in an emergency, like you were in parts of the borough yesterday, and mm-hmm. you put out the call to conserve, people will think, okay, well, my power's not out, and I need my air conditioning. Hopefully other people will conserve, or big businesses will conserve, or whatever it is. Do people actually respond to conservation pleas?
Well, we certainly can say we hope they do. We do everything we can to get the word out. We do it through the media. We do it through phone calls to the residences themselves. We did it with the police. We did it with every agency we could to get the word around. We think we did. We'd like to think people did cut back just to help out their neighbors, even if they had power. And certainly every little bit helps. And so we've got to try. And I think overall the systems that we have in place with between our crews and public communications are what's necessary to make something like that work right.
How do things look today and going forward the next couple of days as the heat wave is expected to continue?
We monitor the system 24/7. As you know, our engineers are in the control rooms checking everything. We've got no major problems right now. We are in the fourth day or so of the heat wave, and we want to keep people cool and safe, and we will do everything we can to make sure that happens. It's looking okay. It doesn't look like we're going to send any electrical use records with this heat wave, but we're certainly close. This weekend we placed number two on the all-time weekend list for electric usage, so it's certainly hot out there, and we're going to keep the power.
And I'm sure that just goes up and up and up as we become a more electrified, city and country and world. Do we have a chronic electricity shortage in New York City and vicinity in the Con Ed area, or are we constantly flirting with the line of being up and going down on hot summer days?
Well, you will have, over the long term, several years from now, a electric supply shortage in this area if new power plants aren't built. That's for sure. Everyone agrees with that. We do our best to maintain the delivery system that brings the energy to your home and to your business, and we're investing billions every year to make that happen. Yes, electric use is going up. The mayor and the state have come out with very aggressive plans, and we are too, to try to reduce the growth in that electric usage over the next 10 to 15 or 20 years, and we think we will. With the new technologies out there, with the new efficient appliances that are coming online, with the new consciousness that everyone has now about reducing greenhouse gas emissions and trying to cut back, we hope to see a slowdown in the growth, but nevertheless, as the population grows, as you get bigger buildings, bigger homes being built, and everyone has central air conditioning, the overall pie, I guess, of electric use is going to continue to grow to some degree.
Yeah. And not to mention, in the city, Mayor Bloomberg is projecting another million New York City residents by the year 2030, part of his Plan NYC projections. I mean, that's got to continue to stress the grit. Can I just ask you before you go to get your reaction to some of these ideas that are kicking around in the media right now? We're about to talk to City Councilman Eric Gioia, who's advocating the smart meters so people can actually see in a real-time basis what their electricity use is and what it's costing them, and also this idea of peak and off-peak charges for electricity.
Yeah, first, we think it's great. There's a lot of smart meter technology out there, and we proposed a couple of years ago some pilot programs for New York City and Westchester to implement smart meter technology here in New York City. The State Public Service Commission and us and other utilities around the state have been trying to develop the best and most cost-effective way of installing smart meter technology that won't bust our customers' wallets. I mean, they're already being hurt by the rising fuel prices. But to try to develop a system that will work to give them real-time usage information, the prices of the market, that they'll be able to check that remotely, okay, if they're at work, they'll be able to check it on their computer.
Huh.
There's other technology, too, and what we're trying to achieve is the ability for our control room operators to know when a customer is out, whether they've called us or not. They could be out on vacation. They could be away. And if that meter can tell us when that building has lost power, that would be a great thing for us.
That's interesting. All right, last thing. At the beginning of summer, when that first heat wave hit in June, Con Ed said you were prepared for the expected load. Then there were little problems that week. We saw the little problems in Brooklyn yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really prepared for the rest of summer? Or do you just say that at the beginning of the season to reassure everybody, even though you're kind of having a white knuckles couple of months there in the office?
Well, we we do everything we can to prepare for summer, and we are. We've spent almost $2 billion upgrading the delivery system, the cables and wires and pipes in the ground. Laid enough new cable to stretch from Key West, Florida to Augusta, Maine this year. But we will nevertheless still have power outages during heat waves like this. We will work diligently to keep them contained and small in number and few in number and small in size like we did yesterday. That's what our crews do. That's why you see them in the streets every day. They're making repairs or upgrades that that keep the power flowing. We're investing all the time in our system, and we're going to work very hard to make sure that for most of our customers, it's 9 million New Yorkers, that the power will flow and they will stay cool this summer, and that's what we're working to do.
All right, Mike Clendenin, spokesman for Con Ed. Thanks a lot for coming on with us today. Good luck. We're depending on you.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Thank you very much.
Now, City Councilman Eric Gioia of Queens joins us here on WNYC. He's out promoting the smart meters idea. Councilman, welcome back to WNYC. Hi there.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So I don't know if you heard as we were getting you on the line, but Mike Clendenin from Con Ed pretty much endorsed the smart meters idea right there. He said, look, people should be able to check remotely from work on how much electricity their homes are consuming when they're not even there and all kinds of stuff. You think this is the future?
I have no doubt it's the future. When you think about your cell phones and that people can make calls in during the day and they know how much it costs, and you make a call at night, nights and weekends, and you know it's cheaper. So some people will make their calls later in the evening. I think that smart meters are the current technology. It's widely being used in Europe. Boulder, Colorado actually is implementing the first entirely smart grid in America. And right here at home in Westchester County, Con Ed has, I think, about 300,000 customers that are using smart meters today.
It's funny, my producer who grew up in Ireland, she says when she was a kid, They used to actually have to put coins in a slot in their home, and that would give them electricity for a certain period of time, and then it would run out, and they had to feed the meter again. And and when she told me that, I thought, my God, what an archaic system. Well, maybe that's also the future.
Well, you know, what's funny is, as archaic as it is, we're essentially using technology. Con Ed is essentially using technology that was created in 1896 in order to read meters. Now, think about that for a second. What other technology do you actually have to have somebody come out of their car, walk up to your home, and read the meter?
The meter in the basement that tells you how much electricity you're consuming that you don't even know how to read.
Right. That's exactly right. And so smart meters, what they essentially do is they hook up to your computer wirelessly. So you can actually monitor at work, you can monitor at home, find out how much you're using per minute and how much that minute costs. And so by empowering consumers with more information, you actually allow people to make decisions. You can do the laundry later on in the evening and that sort of thing. And to be sure, by the way, there are some folks who don't have that choice. There's a senior citizen who's at home right now and it's 95 degrees. Of course, they're going to have the air conditioning on. So it's not going to necessarily save that consumer money. But by giving the entire city that information, and also by giving the utility, by giving Con Edison that information, you help to make New York City a greener city, and you also help to avoid blackouts.
Here's a question from O in Forest Hills on our website, which asks, does turning off your computer while at work make a difference in the bill? My Mac goes into a sleep mode all day that is supposed to be energy saving. Do you happen to know?
Well, I know that it is energy saving, but there's still, it's actually once the plug is in the outlet, there is energy that's flowing. So what I recommend to folks, especially for their cell phone and BlackBerry chargers, even more than their computers, to unplug them when they're not in use.
This is a big thing that I think people could learn and probably really have their eyes open by if we had something like smart meters, what we call the vampires. You know what a vampire is?
Yeah, for sure.
Which is, you know, like a charger, even if your device is not plugged into it at night, it could still be sucking electricity because you keep these things plugged in all the time. And it would be a really interesting exercise if we had smart meters. Let's say you go on vacation for a week. Even maybe you unplug your refrigerator. Now, of course, the refrigerator is always running and takes a bit of juice. I bet people would be surprised if they come home after a week away of not turning anything on and find out how much electricity they've actually run up.
Well, that's exactly right. And part of smart meters is is helping all of New Yorkers become part of the solution. I mean, we pretty clearly have an energy crisis. And so in terms of turning our city greener, but also, by the way, energy costs are so expensive that New Yorkers are really struggling to pay the bill. Smart meters, on average, can save about 10% a month per consumer.
Why? Just as a feedback mechanism, because we start behaving differently when we're seeing the charges in real time?
That's right, and it also helps the utility operate more efficiently. Right now, the way energy is provided, as you know, is they just fire these things up, preparing for everyone turning on their air conditioners. This allows them to operate more efficiently. It gets a little complex, but then also allows them to buy differently on the spot energy market.
So your proposal is to have this in all New York City homes by the year 2011. Is that realistic? I mean, I was talking about millions of dwellings.
Well, it is if Con Ed gets serious about it. The truth is this technology has been around for a while. As I said, they have it in Westchester. So what I'm asking for a few different things. One, for every new building in New York City, any new construction, that a smart meter be put in and not an old meter. In other words, let's start from where we know we want to be in the next couple of years rather than going out and replacing them.
Mm-hmm.
And second, I mean, if I gave you the option, by the way, of having a smart meter, you may even chip in to get that smart meter because you want it in your house. New Yorkers don't actually have the option to have smart meters.
And maybe peak and off-peak pricing might be another aspect of this, but we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. So I think on a day like this, you probably get people's attention for a proposal like this more than on some other days. City Councilman Eric Gioia of Queens. Now let's see, what citywide office are you going to run for next year?
Brian, I will make that news on your show, I promise you.
We will hold you to that.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up in a minute. We will look at the biggest vote of summer that John McCain decided to skip. Stay with us.